my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and I appreciate so very much that you're listening to Revival Time. Very, very special day today. We're headed toward Easter Sunday, this coming Sunday, on the 30th. Hey, Lawson Jack, my grandson in Arizona. Lawson, you're going to be, let's see, you're born in 2002. My goodness, you're going to be 12 years of age. And Lakin, she was just, had her birthday on the 23rd. And she was born in 17. These are our baby kids here. And so she is 7 years of age, and what a sweet girl. Thank God for our grandkids. Well, Easter's on us. We're in the 100,000 door campaign. Tomorrow's a big day in the parks all over this region, trying to reach folks for Christ. And then Sunday, 10:30 a.m., the morning service, and 6 p.m., the evening service. Jesus came out alive. He is not here. He's risen. Come see the place where he lay up from the grave. He arose. Oh, I love Easter. I just love it. About 3 weeks ago, I was in College Chapel. I said, now Easter's coming. I wonder if we could sing Gone the Stone. And oh, they sang. You can tell they're excited about Easter. And I always pray about your weather. and Easter's early. That means some of you dear, sweet folks might have snow on the ground and Easter egg hunt outside in the snow. I hope not. By the way, I don't glee when things go right. I hope you have good weather, and I hope the sun shines out. It's going to rain somewhere. It might rain here. Who knows? But I just pray that it'd be a great, great Saturday, Sunday. Get, if you have flowers for the pulpit, get them ready. The new music, get your music, get it practiced, get it ready, get it spirit-filled. The choir, be in your spot. Get your clothes all ready for Easter. Right, pray with your family. Get them to bed early Saturday night so we're alive, wide awake, and ready to go. That Sunday will be the greatest day that we've ever had. Amen. Your pastor, give financially on Sunday. It will be great. Well, Ron and Shelley Hamilton say this. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Go ahead and sing for us.
Jesus walked the road to Calvary, paid the sinner's debt. The disciples' hearts were broken. Jesus' mother wept on that dark and dreary day. God the Father turned away. See the hope of all the ages, silent in the grave.
It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. The sky is dark, but soon another day. Jesus will prevail. Yes, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming.
Every day the wicked prosper, good men suffer pain. Satan seems to gain the victory, mocking Jesus' name. Many Christians suffer so, and their tears of sorrow flow. Is the God of all the ages still on heaven's throne?
It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. The sky is dark, but soon another day is dawning. It's not over yet. King Jesus will prevail. Yes, it's Friday. Sunday's coming.
When you come to death's dark valley, feeling pain and loss, just remember Christ your Savior on his rugged cross. Though he died in darkest gloom, Jesus left an empty tomb. Hallelujah! Christ is coming soon.
It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. The sky is dark, but soon another day's dawning. It's not over yet. King Jesus will prevail. Yes, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. But soon another day is dawning. It's not over yet. King Jesus will prevail. Oh yes, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming.
Sunday's coming. I like that. Oh, I tell you, Sunday morning, get up early. Watch the sun come up. I've never gone to a cemetery on Resurrection Sunday morning. I know some of you have services there. I say this every year, a sunrise service. And I think if you do that, that is great. That's wonderful. But make that day just the very best. I'm in 1 Corinthians 15, and I want to talk to you just briefly today if there's no resurrection. if there's no resurrection, you know the text, it's 1 Corinthians 15:12. The Bible said, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? But I say, here it is. He said, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Just say, if there's no resurrection, he didn't rise. We have no Christianity. We have no faith. One. Secondly, and if Christ be not risen, secondly, our preaching's in vain. We're wasting our time. If we're serving a dead God that cannot conquer death, so if there's no resurrection, well, then Christ is not risen. And second, our preaching is vain. Thirdly, our faith is in vain. Everything we stand for. Let's sell the buildings, sell the buses, sell the computers, sell the assets, give it all away, and not live like Christians because our Savior could not conquer death. But our Savior did conquer death. Well, number four, we are found false witnesses. That means my wife and I have wasted our lives. We just have wasted our lives, and so have all those that have lived before us, because we're false. If we're and because we have testified that God raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be we're that the dead rise not. Look at the next one. And for the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Oh, listen to this. And ye are yet in your sins. You talk about hopeless. Any religion outside of the resurrection of the Christ is a fake religion. It's a false religion because our Savior had to conquer death. Watch this here. Here's a sad one. They which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Both my parents this month of March, both my parents died in March. One 9 years ago, my mother first, and then my dad second, 7 years ago. You know, I have some hope that I'm going to see him again. But that means if Jesus did not rise from the dead, those that are falling asleep in Christ, there's no hope. There's no hope. In fact, he says it in the next verse, we're most miserable. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're most men miserable. What do you mean, most hope in Christ? Well, if there's no hope in the resurrection, we're miserable. There has to be a resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. But now is Christ, I love this, verse 20. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them. He established something we can follow in his steps. He's the first fruits. He's the first. And our loved ones that have died, my grandparents that I never saw, they're in heaven. They were saved. My grandmother never saw me. I saw her twice. She was blind. She never saw me. My grandfather I saw a few times. They're all in heaven. My parents are in heaven. All my aunts and uncles but one are in heaven. I've got dozens of friends in heaven, more than dozens, hundreds. Oh, I tell you what, I'm glad there's a resurrection. Let's preach about it Sunday. Let's live about it. Let's sing about the resurrection. Oh, let's make it a wonderful, wonderful day. Why? Because I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. Happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.